it's muted already.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Behind the Spark.
Hello.
It's Lady Hope.
And the Urban Jet.
Your favorite people. We've got a really cool show today. Something that we're both very, very interested in, and also we kind of are invested in learning about this stuff. When we were taking the class that we had previously taken and met a lot of really cool people from and started to get a cool point of view.
Ooh, what was that?
I have no idea. we started to get into dream work. That's something that we did at the class, the beginning of the class all the time, where everybody was told to remember your dreams, try and remember the most vivid ones that you had that week or prior, write them down, and then we would go around the round table and everybody would discuss. And we would try and, like, dissect and go into them and see what we were really thinking, which totally intrigued me, and I loved doing it. And I kind of got a little good at doing it for myself and then other people. And then everybody that I knew that I was into this was coming to me. And then it got a little – I wasn't as good as it was equal to the amount of people. They were like, you're mine, now mine. And it was, like, coworkers and friends, and I would – and it was kind of a little draining, and then sometimes when I would tell them stuff, then they wouldn't want to hear what I had to say.
Exactly. Don't want to hear what the real truth is.
And I was like, oh, then why do you ask? Because yeah. I'm letting you know. And they're like, nah, I just think it means I don't like apples.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever you want, you know? But it was really cool. I'm very rusty at it. You're still pretty good.
I guess. Like, but I was telling someone today, like, stuff and certain things, like, I just don't question it anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't question, like, you know, like, I stop being the person, like, does this person like me, or, you know, does my grandmother think of me because she's dead and stuff, and, you know, we'll go into it in the third season, but there's certain comforts that I learned through class and knowing through everything I learned through this that it's better just not to ask.
Just to go with your dream?
Yeah, like don't question. Well, the dreams are going to tell you something definitely. But, you know, does Jimmy Millkrieger like me?
Yeah.
Does, you know, like...
Well, I think the biggest part of the dreams that I liked about it was that one is about what's going on internally with you.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was really cool about it. Yeah. And I think that's what most people don't know about the whole dream thing.
Yeah.
Before we get into more of that stuff, we want to introduce our very special guest and good friend that we met during this class. And she's definitely one of the best people we've known to help interpret and stuff like that. So that's why we want her on here. Hello to our dear friend Lori Ross.
Hello, Lori.
Hey guys, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
How's the storm out there? It's nothing up here.
Pick a room just came through, but it's a little calm for now, thank God.
All right. Oh, are you in the basement?
I was in the basement earlier. Yes, I was.
I'm texting from a secure location.
Now we're at the comfort of the kitchen counter, yes.
Perfect.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, why don't you tell the folks out there who, unlike us, don't know tons about you, how you maybe got into this whole, the whole dream interpretation thing, and I know you don't do it professionally, but you could, frankly. I know you're doing it a while for some people here or there, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, what happened was, I think this is something, you know how we all have our different gifts in life, and some people know what they are right out of the gate, and some have to learn what it is. A passion of mine has always been dreams, even as a little girl. I used to love going to sleep, and because I always got to see a new movie, and I was able to turn my head on one side of the pillow and have one dream, turn my head to the other side, have another, then turn my head back to the other one, go back to the first channel. So that was kind of cool, and that dates back to before I was in fifth grade. So that, it's always been something that has been connected to me in some capacity. And then because of our mutual class, it's just something that, you know, it's just a passion for me that I just kept, you know, going on with. And I just love it. And I love how it really teaches you about yourself. And what I like about this, even though I'm into the whole new age everything and psychics and all that stuff, my comfort zone is dealing with dreams. Because only you, the dreamer, really know the true meaning of your dream. And what I like to do is just help people arrive at that answer. I'm not very, I don't love a lot of the dream books out there because if it's, you know, you look up a word and it says, oh, skates mean this. I really believe it's based on the dreamer themselves. So you just have to know the right questions to ask yourself. And then, you know, as we've learned with themes and feelings, and you put the whole thing together. So I absolutely love it. And I do workshops and things like that. So it's fun. It's just something it's just a great passion of mine. So
that's a great point that you touched on that we were talking about before about how it's all about is it's you personally. And that's what most people don't know. And I know before I got into this, I had one of those dream books where it's like, if you dream about a chair, you'll meet a new friend. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like,
so ridiculous, some of those things.
Yeah.
I agree. No, that's why, you know, I have a friend of mine who absolutely loves elephants, and she had those little tchotchke elephants all throughout her house. And then I also know someone else, totally unrelated, that had a bad experience, I guess, at a circus where she got frightened of an elephant. So clearly, if either of them had a dream about an elephant and they were to go to a dream book, they could not interpret their dream based on that dream book's interpretation of what that symbol means. It would definitely go back to what their feelings and thoughts of the elephant would be. So that's the example I like to use with a lot of people. It really is important that people know what those symbols mean to them. So, and, you know, a lot of times the dreams reveal, we use other people for different attributes that we see in them that we don't recognize in ourselves. So
That's another thing that I love learning about dreams is that if I'm dreaming about my best bud or Benjen over here to my right and maybe somebody else and another friend, that doesn't mean it's really about him and those other people.
Yeah.
It's the pieces of me that are reflected in them and what he's representing that's actually supposed to be me in the dream.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But let's get to, like, the meat of something. We've got a caller on the line. Our good friend Leon, he wants to share, and you can work your magic. Leon, are you there?
I am.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right. So, Leon, you've got something you'd like to tell Lori. She'll work her magic.
I do. I don't really very often remember my dreams. And from those that I do remember, I wouldn't say there's ever anyone who is really in my life in my dreams. You know, like, say, an Allie or an Alex or whoever. but I guess a recurring theme in the dreams that I do remember, it's me running down a hallway, shooting a gun or multiple guns while screaming. And it's recurred several times. I can't remember a time in my life when this has happened, if it's during a sad time, a stressful time. But if I was going to put my finger on an image that I do remember when I wake up or wake up in my sleep and go back to sleep, it's that. And I've always found it rather humorous because I don't own a gun and I very rarely am screaming. But,
honestly.
Leon, can I ask you, in the dream itself, what are your emotions? Are you frightened? Are you, what are your emotions? We'll start with that.
If anything, I wouldn't say it's frightened or scared or rage. If anything, it's more like, I would say almost like freedom or exhilaration, you know, like lightning crashing or something like that. You know what I mean? It's not a negative or a positive. It just is.
Are you the observer, and are you observing yourself in that dream for the most part, or are you actually one with it?
I would say I'm one with it, if I can remember.
Okay, now you said this is a reoccurring dream. So you've had this throughout your life?
I would say more in the teen years through probably pretty recently.
Okay, and let me ask you, do you recognize the hallway? Does it bring anything familiar to mind? Like, do you recognize your surroundings as anything?
No.
Okay, so it's just a hallway. And the color, is there any color in the hallway?
I would say all pretty dark colors, like purples, dark reds.
Okay.
Yellows and reds from the gun.
Now, you are the one shooting the guns, correct?
Yeah.
And do you feel like you're running away while shooting or running towards something while shooting?
I would say towards something.
Oh, okay. That's good. It sounds to me like you're, first of all, the hallway represents, I'm going to tell you, like a transitional stage. You know when they say when one door shuts, another one opens?
Right.
But it's those hallways that get the best of you. Well, I think this, sometimes I think a hallway is something narrow, so it's something one-pointedness. And shooting guns is, I know you said you don't feel rage, you feel more exhilaration. However, maybe this is something that's done explosively, but something that you need to do, you know, explode with, but it's something that you're taking charge of, and you seem to be doing it a little bit harsh. Always in the dream state, it's magnified. I would say, where in your life do you keep repeating your cycle? And try to pinpoint it. That's why keeping a dream journal is very important, because you can write down the dream, and then you just make a little note, you know, what's going on in your days. And then you go back and you can look at when things are repeating themselves. Now, I would say to you, where do you find maybe you're standing up for yourself? But maybe you're standing up for yourself a little too much, too aggressively. I don't know, but it makes you feel good. It might be empowering for you to do this.
Oh, I see.
You know,
see.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I hear you.
It doesn't always have to maybe be with a gun, because that to me seems to be a little over the top, but it might be what your personality needed. Maybe you're somebody who's so docile that you need to be more explosive to make your point across, but it's freedom to you because you're letting, you know, the tiger out of the cage, so to speak.
Yeah. No, that's very interesting.
Can you relate to that at all?
No, it does make a lot of sense. I was just... I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say just an interesting aside. My wife, you know, when she's had times of stress, she has dreams where she's being chased by someone shooting a gun. So I thought that was always...
Wow.
I don't know. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Very welcome. All right.
Keep that journal.
All right, well, take care, guys.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right, you're welcome.
Nice chatting with you. Bye-bye.
Very, very cool. That was interesting. See, I love that kind of thing. I actually have something, Lori, from a coworker.
Yeah.
I was asking people today at work, and this is actually, I don't know, it's somewhat similar, but I think I was asking the questions you asked, because it's like the things I remember, if it was something that happens when she gets stressed. She was telling me this is a reoccurring dream for her. She's driving her car home late at night, and she's witnessing multiple car accidents. And she's not in an accident, but on her way home, she just sees them everywhere. And she says this has been happening over the past over the past month.
Okay, so, and she's driving at night.
Yeah, driving at night.
Okay.
And she just said, she said sometimes it's like a school bus with kids, like really bad accidents, and
wow.
She's seeing all of it.
I would say, well, first of all, because we're not talking to her direct. When you
right.
see her, try to grasp her emotions. Like, is she just observing without emotion, or is she really upset by these things that she's witnessing?
Right.
You know, that's key, because your emotions, as we know, are just as important as the symbols themselves and the theme.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's driving the car, we already know that that's a very good sign, because you should always be driving your own car. We know that.
Yeah, in
your dream, you should always be driving. If she is driving, that means she's in control of her life. That's a good thing. The
mm-hmm.
And without judgment, there's not always is it good or bad, positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's at night means that there's darkness around it. So this might be something that's going on that she's not completely aware of. Whenever you have something in any darkness, nighttime, it just means there isn't quite that much light on it right now. Now you said
mm-hmm.
this is reoccurring, but only reoccurring for the past month, or has this been reoccurring? Okay, and
she's
something's
been,
going
yeah,
on in
from the past month, yeah.
Okay, then I would say if she's witnessing all this, I mean, it's like a dull awareness of seeing other people's, you know, mishaps and things not, you know, things crashing all around her. But she's, you know, as far as she's concerned, it has never hit her, correct? She was never in an accident herself
right.
in the dream.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I answer that too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it sounds to me like she's avoiding things, but she's in the dark about it. Who knows why she's avoiding it? She may not be totally enlightened about this. Maybe she's not as, is it something related to work, do you think? It could be a work, or I mean, it could be any situation, but this is a work personnel. Maybe there's things going on that she doesn't even realize other people are having all these tragedies. That's why I ask her emotions, because if she's
okay.
unaffected by this, I would say, you know, and again, this goes back to where in our lives are we being aware of our personalities, and that's why dreams are good, because they help us recognize things about ourselves to either improve on, or, you know, dreams work in many, many ways, but in this case, let's pretend that it's a part of herself that she has to be more tuned in. If she's not feeling their pain, then maybe there's things going on around her where she sees it, but she's indifferent to it. Where can she be enlightened about this? Because she's in the darkness, so she's not affected. Not that you want to be affected, but you want to have compassion too, you know?
Right.
So I would just say she's got to... the fact that you're a reoccurring dream, I'm glad this is the second one tonight that brought up reoccurring. Reoccurring means that you're not getting the message.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you don't get the message, then reoccurring over time, whether it be years... it can turn into what we refer to as nightmares. And
yeah.
that's because it's trying to drive home the point, you know, get to us
yeah.
and shake us and wake us up and make us aware of things. So
yeah,
reoccurring just means, you know, you got to figure this out. And where are you repeating
yeah.
the same thing over and over again and you're not getting it? So,
yeah,
or it's sometimes in, even if it's a cycle of life, like, you know, when you go from middle school into high school, that's a transition. When you're going from high
yeah.
school into college, it's a transition. So, you know, it could be cycles in your life that you're repeating too. So I would ask her in her life, you know, the good news is she's got control of the car. Bad news
okay.
is she's not totally enlightened. Something will be brought to light. If she wants, she can meditate before she goes to sleep and ask for enlightenment. You'd be surprised by guiding yourself before you go to sleep at night. You can really help yourself out with some guided meditations, bring guided, you know, information.
Yeah.
That's something I told the girls I was working with, too, because I was speaking more about the dreams. I'm so into it and interested in it. And just even speaking to you now and being on the air about it, Lori, it's reminding me that I want to get back into it. And like,
yeah.
Don't you love it? Dreams are so cool. It's because you really, it's like a surprise. It's always a surprise, you know?
But
you don't know if you're going to a comedy, or like it's like going to sleep at night, you don't know what movie you're going to see. You don't know if you're going to see a comedy or you're going to see an action. It's like a fun,
yeah.
you know?
I was telling the girls at work, I said, you can even, I mean, when you get to a really good state of like asking for something and it's like, I want to know this tonight.
Yeah.
But that takes some practice. But I was like, you can even kind of, when you get there, like set it up a little.
Yeah.
But you were going to say
something. No. I was wondering if you could explain briefly part of the functions of nightmares.
Oh, good.
Like we were going into a little bit about it, and people wonder why they have nightmares and why that happens or why they have scary dreams.
And how it can be, how it's
how
really
it can be functional, how it can be functional in your life,
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, dreams, as we said, there's many different levels of dreams, and everybody can use them for different things. You can actively use your dream, like if you're going through a thing in life and you're trying to correct something, or let's say you're pondering a project at work and you're trying to figure it out. You can actually program yourself, and you'll dream the answer. Or you'll get the answer in a dream, and it won't be triggered till later in the day. You'll be doing something as silly as washing your hands, and something will click in your brain, and you'll remember, because all of those answers do come to you while you're sleeping at night. Now, as far as nightmares are concerned, these are things that you're frightened of, and it's, as we've talked about before, it's always magnified in the dream state. That's the kind of the good news, so you don't have to worry as much. But meeting that fear and figuring out what it actually is so key, because once you figure out what it is, then you can meet it head on, and then you can work through it and see, you know, find out what that mask of fear is. Like, what is it actually representing? What is it touching in you? What is it making you afraid of? You know, there's different things. Is it a villain? Is it a thing? You know, is it a human? So you can relate it to the different things in your life. Like, what are you going through in your life? What currently, you know, are you having, you know, relationship issues? So maybe some of those demons in your dreams are aspects of yourself that you don't like.
And this is so good to speak about now, because, again, most people go to that little book and it says, you know, a card means this.
Yeah.
And they don't do it internally. The one of my favorite lines from class, and I forget who said it, was dreams don't waste your time.
Yeah.
And I always loved that. And do you remember who said it, Lori? Was it from a person?
Georgie always would say that.
George said it, and I loved it. And then I would constantly parrot that to anyone who would come to me, and they're like, tell me what mine means. And I would, and they would say this crazy stuff that didn't make sense at first. And then I learned this from all, like, watching you, Lori, and listening to you, and how you could relate, even like, I'm holding a glass and I'm walking backwards down the stairs and I'm wearing a yellow hat. And then all of a sudden that made sense. And I was like, oh my God. And like, it relates back. And I would tell people, like, it all means something, and it's important, and it relates back to you. So I love it. It's like a deeper way for you to go internally and to work with yourself and to go into your life and, when, you know, I need help or what's going on, and help explain something and figure stuff out. That's why I love it so much.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, it's funny even with dreams, because you go back in history throughout all time. There's different things. Like, I believe Thomas Edison used to hold a key on his lap. He would go into on a cot in his lab over, you know, when he was pondering a problem, go lay down on his cot, put the key in his hand, and he'd have a little tin cup below him, so that when he put himself in that meditative sleep pondering the answer, he'd doze off, get the answer, the key would drop into the tin cup, waken him, and he'd have the answer. So you can actually use it to your advantage when you're that good at it, you know? So it's really in the creative side of you. So people have used dreams throughout time as precognitive. That I have two people in my family that call me regularly, and I have to tell you, I have to deal with their dreams quite different, because there are those people out there, though few, will have a dream that's precognitive. But like you had just said, Allison, 99% of the time, the people you dream about is an aspect of yourself, and we can't always admit or see that within ourselves. So if you dream of Aunt Tilly is, you know, very frugal, depending on the dream, it's either telling you where you need to be frugal or where you're being too frugal.
Exactly.
So you have either side of that coin, depending on the dream itself.
We've got one a friend and a fan of the show writing in on our chat on the line. And I'm going to read hers right now. We've got a few minutes left. We could do this maybe real quick. She says, I remember a dream I had a year after I graduated college. I was in my accounting class taking a test, and I was scared and frustrated. And then I forced myself to wake up, and I still felt scared and frustrated. That's from our pal.
So she had the dream, this dream she had recently, or this is when she was in just graduated college?
Like after she graduated.
And she dreamt that she was taking a test?
Yeah, and that she was scared and frustrated but forced herself to wake up, and then she still felt it after.
So within the dream, it sounds like within the dream she woke herself up.
Yeah, like she kind of took control of it, it looks like.
Okay. Well, to me, I mean, if it's right after she graduated college, it means to me, I mean, I don't know if she had a job right away or if she didn't or if she was struggling. It's kind of like you're almost, think about it, when you're in college, you're trying to get through the next test and try to get your, you know, your everything that you need to do to graduate. But then once you graduate, now you need the job. So I don't know if she's repeating that, you know. So I would have to ask her a few questions, like what were her emotions and what were her feelings. But I would also ask her, and that's, you know, at the time that she was having this dream, was she, you know.
She did have a job at the time. She's writing in now. There was a job.
She did have a job. Okay. I'm wondering if she's happy with the job, because it sounds like, you know, sometimes you can have things, because when you're taking the test, you're in the class, but you're being tested, but it's you're frustrated. So that doesn't sound like she has the harmonious, you know, area or her environment is not harmonious if she's frustrated and she's being tested. Whenever you're taking a test, it means you're being tested.
Oh.
So, you know, how is she doing? If she's forcing herself to wake up and still feeling, you know, frustrated. So I think where in her life is she feeling that she's always being tested, and she's repeating this cycle. And how did she feel during college years, you know, too? Was she feeling that stress of being tested? Where in her life is she feel she's being tested and she's frustrated?
Yeah. And I wanted to go real quick to Krissa's too. What happens, and this happens to me a lot too, you know this, really quick, that if you watch like a show or something,
right,
and you dream you're in the show,
like
I always had Knots Landing dreams, but now I have Pretty Little Liars
in
Dallas dreams.
Yes, you remember the Knots Landing dreams.
Yeah, now I have Pretty Little Liars in Dallas dreams, and Krissa was saying she has zombie dreams after The Walking Dead. How does that correlate to, like, is it just a reaction to what you saw, or is it actually trying to tell you something?
It's using that.
Honestly, that can go either way. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Allison.
Oh, is it like it's using that thing that you just saw, but as a symbol?
Right.
Yeah, that's
right. It's because dreams do, you know, you utilize things. However, it's like, let's say you fall asleep and the window is open, and you dream that your foot's in snow.
Okay.
So you might feel that cold breeze.
Yeah, or you're doing something coming the window or something like that, or something.
Right, so something play into it. But you know what? There are some dreams that you just have to take it as, you know, if you really want to know if it had meaning, something will come up, you know, again, very recent, you know, like you'll go to sleep and you'll have your next dream in the next week or so. If there was a point to be made, your dreams will make it. Something will happen. And always believe you'll get the message, because when you wake up the next day, even if it's something when you're putting on the radio in the car, something will trigger, because you always get the messages while you're sleeping.
All right.
Oh, I love that, Lori. That's a perfect way to
end the show.
Even better than we could have done it. love having you on, Lori. Thank you so much.
You all are great. Thank you.
FYI, we're contracting you for the third season.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in. You guys are great.
Thank you so much, Lori. Lori, you said you did seminars too, or do you want to give any info?
Yeah, I do workshops and whatnot. I can give my number if they want to book something.
But you know what? We could put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'll be in touch with you.
You
all, and we'll do that. Terrific.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you very much, guys. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It was good to have her on. I hope you guys learned some. I mean, we're always learning, exploring this, and it's so much fun.
All right.
But thank you for listening, remember dreams won't and don't waste your time.
Dreams can come true. Anyway, we love you for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, guys. See you next week.